Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy fall and welcome to each and every one of you. I have been away for a while and I am so excited to be back on the air live with you. So in a minute, I will be updating you and the reasons why I was missing in action. So we are getting ready for an engaging conversation tonight.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, today, as I was driving over in the Roxbury, Woodbury, Middlebury, and New Milford areas, I noticed the start of the fall season. The trees are changing, the foliage are beautiful. And I was thinking about what we are doing this evening about reinvention and make over of our inside. And I look and I say, God is amazing, because look at the trees. A few weeks ago, everything was lusciously green. And as a matter of fact, in some areas, they are still lusciously green. But I said, look at nature. God is already making over the season for us to enjoy. And it's the same thing that we are going to be talking about. And I encourage you to call in and be part of this conversation. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I encourage you to be part of this conversation with me on this Sunday evening. Yes, we're going to talk about reinventing the whole you. Reinventing the whole you. Reinvention is a makeover. Oftentimes we notice long lines in the department stores, and we ourselves have even gone up to the cosmetic counters and to ask, can you try some products on me? So we have all done it. You know, we talk about the here, we focus on the here, we focus on the face, we focus on the clothes. And for some people, they have had many surgeries. You know, so there are many, many ways where people focus on their reinvention and their makeover. You know, some people are doing butts, some people are doing boobs, some people are doing lips, some people are doing eyes, and the list goes on and on. I am sure some of you can call in now and you can list a number of things that you have known people to alter or modify, because very few people seems to be satisfied with that which we were blessed with. You know, one thought here is that whatever size it is that we got, that was ordered specifically for us, and we just need to be creative in understanding how to use it. So, again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who have not yet marked the show favorite, please do so. This way you can be informed as to when we are on and who we will be having on as our expert or guest. Also, follow us on Facebook.com at A New Day TV. And you can follow me personally on Facebook.com at /DynamicDaphne. And on Twitter, you can follow me at Twitter.com/DynamicDaphne. And on Pinterest, Instagram, on LinkedIn, you can please connect with me at Daphne Clark Hudson. Well, yes, I have been missing in action, and I honestly and truly mean in action, because I wasn't off on vacation. I was off making a difference in the lives of some amazing children. For years, approximately 2 years now, you have heard me made mention numerous occasions. You have heard me make mention about the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. Well, I'm here to tell you that it is no longer just a talk. It is now a reality. That program was launched on the 3rd of September 2014. And the first week, I was down there from August the 27th until September the 8th. And every day during that first week, we fed between 34 and 36 students every morning for breakfast. And those are the ones who came cool without breakfast and who wanted the breakfast. And then now, since I've came back to the U.S., I have got a feedback and update that they have been feeding steadily 40 students every morning. 40 students every morning. So I am just so excited about what is taking place, and I am grateful to the 47 donors who have contributed funds totaling $1,981, allowing us to start this program and to be able to feed these children. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can look at gofundme.com/1G4M38, and you can look at pictures and you can read about what is taking place there. The menu is posted there as well. and you can see what the children are eating. So again, I honor each and every one of you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. This is just the beginning, because we have four phases that this project will be taking. So for right now, we are focusing on the first phase. And as we embark on the other three phases, we will keep you informed. So if it is a dollar you have, please click on that link. And there's no section there for a dollar, but you can click on where it says donation of different denomination, and you can put whatever it is that you're giving in that section. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So now, let us go into speaking about reinvention. And I want for you to call me. I have given you what my definition of reinvention means to me. I would like to hear from you guys about reinvention, and when you use the word or when you hear the word being used, what are your thoughts? And as I've made mention here, if you read the text in the episode information, you're going to see I have hair, face, clothes. And let us start from there. Everyone wants their hair to look good, each and every one of us. You know, those of you who knew me, who has known me for a long time, you were kind of surprised when I went natural and when I start locking my hair. And yes, I was doing very well with the locking hair, with the locked hair, until my stylist Willie said to me, "You should put some color in it." And he started off coloring the tips, and then he went into coloring the entire lock. Well, nothing is wrong with that. I am not saying that we should not pay attention to our outside. All right? And for those people, there are some people who decide, okay, I just want to get different hairstyle in wigs, and this way, every week or every day, I can have a new look. That's your choice. So you knock yourself out, do whatever makes you happy. All right? Then we go to the face. There's some of us that use makeup, and some of us do glamour, and some of us do an entire skincare. And then there are others who they do not do any of those things at all. Right? I remember growing up in Jamaica when everybody used to use Pond's cold cream, Pond's varnishing cream, and a Pond's powder. And that was the extent of the skincare and the makeup. So whatever stage you're in right now, whether you're in the glamour stage or you're in the plain Jane stage, it is important for you to take care of your skin. So be sure to make the decision about what it is you will be using to take care of your skin. There are many, many, many different things out there that people are using to take care of their skins. There are some people who are doing all natural things and they make their scrubs at home. This way they don't need to go out and buy. They go in pantry, and there are things in there that they can use to create a whole skincare line for their faces. Then, of course, we go to the clothes. You know, different people do different things. All right? So that one I'm not even going to touch. The other one, it's about the surgery and surgeries. And we don't even need to spend time on that to talk about those things. Because to each his own, to each his own, my focus and my emphasis will be on the reinvention and the makeover of your inside. Or in other words, our inside. It is very, very important. You know, I on my way back home today, I stopped at one of the local farms here, and I picked up some fresh kale, some pak choi, and some kale pak choi, and it's begin with a S. Oh, Lord, I can't even remember what. Swiss chard. And my favorite, you all heard me mention about that last year, the Delcara squash. And I picked those up on my way coming home. And I was coming home and I was excited about making the Delcara squash and some kale for my dinner. And I had a big old grin on my face because I can remember way back when on a Sunday, that certainly would not be my dinner. There would be some oxtail, there's some roast beef or roast pork, and there's some chicken. There would be three kinds of meats, and rice and peas, and baked macaroni, and the list goes on and on. Anybody who is Jamaican understands what I'm talking about, and they can affirm what I am saying. And I was laughing coming, and I was thinking, what a difference experience, information, and education makes, because now I understand fully about the reinvention of my inside, the reinvention and the makeover of my inside. And that comes in different forms and different formats. You know, it has to do with what I eat. It has to do with what I drink. It has to do with what I speak. The mouth is an important part of making over my inside. Because if I'm speaking ill, eating ill, drinking ill, well, my entire life will be full of ill. And so would yours be as well. So be careful. I want you to start to look at your mouth in a whole different way from today on. It's not only a channel through which you speak or eat, but I want you to look at it as the port of entry for your reinvention of your life. All right? So I hope you jot that down. I want you to start looking at your mouth as the port of entry for the reinvention of your life from the inside. All right? So, how are we going to make sure that we are reinventing our inside? There is no magic wand. There's none of us that got to where we are overnight. Whether we are empowered, highly motivated, inspired, whatever stage of our personal development we are in, it did not happen overnight. So I'm saying this to say that you will need to be patient with yourself. Patient with yourself. And be comfortable with baby steps. whether it's about changing the way you eat or whether it is exercise, whatever it is, be comfortable to accept small changes and applaud yourself when those small changes come about. You must get into the habit of declaring the promises that you want for yourself. What are the promises that you want in reinventing your life? Not what I say, not what your husband or wife tell you to do, not what the friend is. What are you willing to declare? What are the promises you can make towards your reinvention that you can be satisfied, happy, and be proud about? This is not about me. It's not about anybody else. Those declarations that you are about to take are about you. And you are the most important person in all of this plan that we are speaking about. So ask yourself the question, what is it you want in this reinvention from the inside out? We began talking about health, food, what we eat, how it is prepared, and all of that. One more area you need to look on is your spiritual health and well-being. And spiritual health and well-being, it doesn't mean that you go to your place of worship 365 days a year. You can do that on your job or your work, wherever you are. You can do it in the privacy of your home, committed to that practice. Meditation, quiet time, prayer. You know, take the time to walk in nature and enjoy nature. And as you walk in nature, I want you to admire what is sharing the atmosphere with you. Look at the trees. Admire them. Talk to them. See how you can connect with those plants, the animals, you know, the birds, the butterfly, the wasp, whatever you see out there when you are in nature. I want you to take the time and to connect with them. Have a conversation. If you are a gardener, you understand what I'm talking about, because you, most master gardeners will tell you that their gardens are flourishing because of the conversations that they have with them. And I'm saying that, you know, when you go out to walk, I want you to admire what is sharing that walk with you, what's in the environment and the surroundings. Last week I went walking in Harrybrook Park, and there were so many lovely gardens. I took them. And as a matter of fact, I will share them on Facebook. So I was able to sit on one of the park benches and just enjoy the flowers and just have a conversation with the flowers. And I tell you, it is so refreshing, and it provides such tranquility in your life. You're getting the fresh air in your lungs, and you can interact with the other things in the nature, and you see how those other things are enjoying the nature, and you ask yourself oftentimes, why am I complaining so much about everything? So, reinvention from the inside out, it is not difficult. It is not challenging. You just need to make a commitment to declare all of those things that it is that you are looking to accomplish. You all know that I am going to be telling you to get a journal and you start today reinventing from the inside. That's what you're going to put on the cover of this. And I want you to design your plan. Know that this journal is going to help you to get beyond your own barriers and allow you to live an extraordinary life. Yes, you. It doesn't really matter what you have had before or where you did not make a success. None of that matters. The important thing is that you have the courage to start over today. Start today and give it your all. Design a plan for yourself, not somebody else's plan, a plan for you. What do you want your reinvention to look like? Each morning when you wake up, I want you to write down, each morning when you wake up, what is the first action that you are going to be taking towards your reinvention from the inside out? I want you to start to believe that everything in your life is going to be bigger and better. Every aspect of your life is going to be bigger and better. So, when you wake up in the morning, what are you going to do? What's the first thing that you are going to do? I can tell you, for me, the first thing I do pertaining to my reinvention is to meditate. I meditate sometimes, I pray sometimes. This is just my plan. You need to design the plan that works for you. Know what your truths are about what it is you're doing, and you have to get ready for that special shift in your life. It doesn't matter whether the shift is a large one or a small one. All you need to do is to acknowledge it and embrace it. God has shifted us in our future, and all we need to do is to trust Him that He will take us beyond our barriers. And after that happens, we are just going to be living an extraordinary life. So remember, what you are doing, it's not about anybody else. It's about you and what your needs are and what it is that you are willing to take the action to accomplish. However, it is not difficult at all to make over from the inside. It does not matter what people say to you or about you. You have to find what works for you. The Lord's hand, the King's heart, is the stream of water that He channels toward all who please Him. So, whether you have anybody else on your side or not, there's always that one who is always on our side, and that is the Lord. The Lord turned to Gideon and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand, and I not sending you, pardon me, O Lord? Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Macedonia, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answer, I will be with you. So it doesn't matter what we are going through, and we see it as a challenge and a struggle. Once we stop and think and realize that we are not alone, then everything becomes a piece of cake. You know, find some thoughts for the day that inspire you and write them on different pages of your journal. If you have them typed out, you can cut and paste them in your journal. So each day you turn to that page and you're ready to write, you have those daily thoughts there that will encourage you. Sorrow looks back, worry looks around, faith looks ahead. I like that. And that's a quote by Beatrice Fallon. I want to repeat that. Sorrow looks back, worry looks around, however, faith looks ahead. That is powerful, because a lot of times we tend to be worrying about what happened in the past and, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it and I'm not going to be this. When really and truly, that's just your bother, because God already has a plan for helping you to succeed this time. All right? There's another quote by John Dion. He brought light out of darkness, not out of lesser light. And he can bring your summer out of winter, though you have no spring. Through the way of fortune, understanding, or conscience, you have been benighted until now, wintered and frozen, clouded and eclipsed, damped and bedunged, smooth and stupefied. Now God comes to you, not as a dawning of the day, not as the bud of the spring, but as the son of the moon. So you see what I'm saying here? We are never alone, and no reinvention is ever going to be challenging for us. You know, we can have, I mentioned about having daily thoughts. We can have also motivational words and statements, and we can have daily prayers that we use for ourselves. Here is one of the prayers that I like to use. Father, thank you that you control the whole universe, and nothing is too hard for you. I believe that you have given me gifts and talents that I have not tapped into, and there are few levels of my destiny to which you are taking me. Thank you that you are breathing in my direction, shifting the wind of my life and taking me where I could not have gone on my own. I expect to see your hand on my unprecedented favor, working in ways exceedingly abundantly above and beyond my greatest dreams. And You know, you find prayers that work for you and apply them to your life. It is very, very, very important. And what I'm sharing here with you, it has nothing to do with being religious or anything like that. It's just a normal way of living our life. It's important that we know our truths. You know, what truths apply to you. What apply to you will probably not apply to your husband or your wife or to your children, but what are your truths? Acknowledge your truths. All right? So now let us continue and talk about we spoke about what we eat, what we wear, and all of that, and we went on into the inside of us, and we are just talking about journaling and whether you meditate or you pray and you find daily words that works for you to help you on this path. All right? I'm going to share a few scriptures with you. For those of you who have a Bible, you can look them up. And if you so desire, you can use them in your daily plan. If you can really focus on them and pay keen attention. Ephesians 1 verse 18 reads, pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. So it doesn't matter where you're born, whether you're born into riches, whether you live in the projects, it doesn't matter. Any of those things doesn't matter. We are all heir to God's inheritance. So this is why we don't need to be sitting and wallowing in pity. We should know that we are royalty. So when we sit in mediocre and we complain about what we have and what we don't have, instead of enjoying the abundant life that is he has blessed us with. So that is very, very, very important. I want to share Exodus 34:10 with you as well. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you before all your people. I will do wonders never before done in any nation in the world. The people will be among people. People you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. So you don't have to be worrying about the why. How your reinvention is going to take place and why it should take place. Really and truly, that's none of your business, you know. You just go on day by day and do that which your heart, that authentic part of you is telling you to do. You just go ahead and do that. John Calvin says, however many blessings we expect from God, his infinite liberality will always exceed our wishes and our thoughts. So, you cannot outthink God. And regardless of how much you are thinking that he's going to give you, what he's going to reward you with is going to be way bigger than we could ever think. Augustine said, God is always trying to give good things to us, but our hands are too filled to receive them. Because we have our arms filled up with all the worry that we don't have this, and some of us be hoarding what we have. We don't let it go. We don't bless people. So when the time comes to bless us, we are already holding all the junk, and there's no room to take that which we are blessed with. Albert Einstein says, "I want to know God's thoughts. The rest are details." Those are some powerful words. I want to know God's thoughts. The rest are details. All right? So, you know, once you start to make the declarations in your life about the things that you are expecting from your reinvention, you are going to begin to transform before your very eyes. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to be looking in the mirror and you're going to be thinking, who on God's earth is this? You're going to start looking different. You're going to start acting differently. Are going to be seeing you, and they are going to be asking, what is going on with you? You look different, and you're going to be saying nothing. But what will be exuding on the outside is your inside transformation and your inside reinvention that is now on the outside where people can see it. And you are going to start to be a role model for others to follow, because people are going to want to be like you. Feeding yourself with positive daily thoughts during this time of reinvention, it's important because it is your dosage of tonic that you want to give to yourself. I always say that. I remember I used to have a friend who was a Catholic, and she always have to run back in the day. She want to go to confession and she want to do this. But in other words, you don't have to do any of that. Your daily thoughts will help you to confess to the universe and to God some of the things that you have on your mind. The divine art of a miracle is not an art of suspending the pattern to which events conform, but of feeding new events into the pattern. God's gift puts man's best dream to shame. So, you know, we have plans and we sit and make plans, but when I sit to create a plan, I always like to be so still that I can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, because the voice of the Holy Spirit is who is telling me what to do and how to do it. For the times when Daphne has designed things, it never works. So just take a note of that. And make sure that you are still during the time when you sit to get the download. All right? We have forgotten the generous hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. So, if you are just joining us, we want to hear from you. We're talking about reinventing our lives from the inside out. So we talk about meditation, we talk about prayers, we talk about daily thoughts, we speak about what we eat. Now we're going to talk about the importance of quiet time. We live in a world where we are all so busy, Busy like a busy bee. We are so busy that there are some people, you go to their jobs and they're sitting at their desk and they are eating their lunch because they have so much to do and they cannot take the 1 hour, 40 minutes or 30 minutes lunchtime that they get. But I'm telling you, when you get your lunchtime, it's time for you to pack up, take that time, whether you have lunch or not, but just spending that time in a quiet, peaceful place. You are going to go back at your desk feeling so much more better than you did before. And if somebody else is working on their reinvention like you are, you can spend that time and go and walk and do the activity I mentioned about connecting with the plants and the shrubs and all the things that's in the environment that you are walking. Take the time to go out there and enjoy them. You are going to find out that once you start doing that, there are going to be some explosive blessings in your life. Trust me, what I'm sharing with you is part of my own life journey and life transformation as well. And this is why I can share it with you with such passion. Such passion that I can share it with. Listen, the one thing I want you to also understand is that once you start on this journey of reinvention from the inside, things that never happened to you in 30 years is just going to begin to pop their ugly head. So you have to be on the watch out for when things like that happen, is that you call it what it is and develop a strategy to move ahead so you don't spend your time on it wallowing in pity and giving up on the journey that you have just begun. Because, you know, earlier on, before I started the show, about half an hour before I started the show, I was on Facebook and I was reading a testimony a young man wrote about, I think he said 2008 or 2003, when he was in a university and he was part of the hazing experience, which put him in a coma, and he went to the hospital. And now he is alive to share his story. And he remember driving home from that hospital where he was in the coma for over 8 hours. And he said he saw in a small church the words written, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. And he was sharing it and he says it is as if doors begin to open and the plans that God has for him just started happening. So I read some of the comments that were there, and there were some people who were going to that college at that time, and one lady wrote and said, you know, it is amazing how you can take a negative situation and you can now convert it into something amazing, that you are doing amazing, amazing things. So each and every one of us have a testimony, or for some of us, testimonies in our lives. So jot them down and know when the time comes to share them. You don't need to be boring people every day with all the different life experiences you have gone through. But when the opportune times come, you can share that. And you'll know when it is time because your heart is going to tell you that, oh, Daphne needs to hear about this and about the other. And you just spend that time in sharing. And you are going to help me to heal or help the other person to heal their lives. We are in this together. We are not in this alone. Many Christians estimate difficulties in the light of their own resources and thus attempt little and often fail in the little they attempt. All God grants have been weak. Men who did great things for God believe they reckoned on his power and promise with them. And this is a statement by Hudson Taylor. God has great things in store for his people. They ought to have large expectations. Yes, I love this. This is another of my favorite quotes. Because we always sit down in mediocre because we think God is experiencing drought and famine. And he's not. He has more than enough for us. So why are we belittling what he can do for us? So let us begin from right now to broaden our visions and have bigger dreams and greater expectations because God is getting ready. Once you start on this reinvention journey, he is getting ready to blow the lid off of everything that you encounter. God has in himself all power to defend you, all wisdom to direct you, all mercy to pardon you, all grace to enrich you, all righteousness to clothe you, all goodness to supply you, and all happiness to crown you. Thomas Brooks. That's another quote from Thomas Brooks. So, let me hear from you. What's your thought about the personal reinvention from your inside out? You know, is this something you're thinking that you can accomplish? Let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com. or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Also, for those of you who connect with me on Facebook, I wanted to remind that I'm doing a presentation on October the 22nd, Knowing and Claiming Your Why in Business and in Life. Check out my Facebook page and you'll see there sos@sororityofsurvivors.com. So there's no cost for the presentation. So claim your seat, tell other people about it, and just make sure that you are there to hang up. This is going to be a great contribution for you to reinvent your life from the inside. Now, while you are entering into the reinvention, I want you to maintain these thoughts of increasing your capacity to receive. Increasing your capacity to receive. And this, one way of doing this is to enlarge your vision and make room for a few new things to happen with God. You see, you cannot any more water into a glass that is filled because there's no room. On the other hand, if you place the glass in a bowl, in an empty bowl, you can pour in the glass, and what will happen is that it will begin to overflow. And when it is overflow, that is how you are increasing your capacity. By resting the glass in the empty bowl, you just increase your capacity to receive, because you pour in and there's a lot of overflow, and that is being caught in the bowl, the empty bowl. So you just increase your capacity to receive more by taking advantage of a small, an empty bowl, and you rest your glass in the bowl, and you're pouring in and it's running out. It's like our lives. I am pouring right now into your life. So you need to visualize having a bowl that you're going to put your cup or your glass in. And you keep pouring. You are not going to pour in the bowl. You are pouring in the glass, and the overflow is being collected. And that is how you are going to increase your capacity to receive. Courage is a door that can only be opened from the inside. So, in order for you to be empowered, you have to make the decision. And remember, I told you one step at a time. So it starts from the inside. And you need to prioritize what are the first steps that you are going to take towards making the difference that you need. There are no constraints on the human mind, no walls around the human spirit, no barriers to our progress except those we ourselves erect. Isn't that the truth? That was a statement by President Ronald Reagan. It is the truth. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and you're discussing with them what it is they need to do, and they begin to tell you about what they, in Jamaica, they say horse dead and cow fat, meaning they are giving you a lot of excuses. And you know that is exactly what they are. They are excuses. And you are just listening and you're thinking to yourself, I cannot believe I am hearing this. So, we as human beings, we erect a lot of walls around us to prevent us from moving forward the areas of our reinvention. Whether you believe you can do things or not, you are right. And that is a quote by Henry Ford, Ford Motor Company. You know? So, you know, what are your thoughts? What do you believe? You believe you can honestly and truly experience a life of reinvention? Do you have an unshakable faith that nothing, absolutely nothing, can prevent me from obtaining this? You know, how is your faith? Is that unshakable? Or the minute you hear a little rattling on the window, you are ready to throw the towel in because you say, oh no, I am scared. I'm not being judgmental in saying those things. I'm just throwing them out as food for thought for you. And as I tell you, the episodes I do, it's not for you. They are mainly for me because I'm a work in progress myself. Abraham's unwavering faith arose from his great thoughts of him who had promised. He kept saying to himself, he is able, he's able. He knew that God would not have said what he could not perform. He knew that the God of nature was Lord of the nature. He knew that no word of the Almighty was destitute of power. He fed his faith by a chasing profound thoughts of God, infinite success. There rang in his heart the assurance, I am El Shaddai. I am El Shaddai. The life of faith is not a life of mounting up with wings, but a life of walking and not fainting. Faith never knows where it is being led, but it loves and knows the one who is leading. Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in which a human possibility. Faith believes where man's power ends. So, you know, when you're ready to do great things in your life, you just have to step up and say, I am ready to empower and to transform myself. And be confident in that which you already have. And just, you know, I enjoy just raising my hand in surrender mode. And just says, I am ready for that which you have for me. Just surrender. Because a lot of times we take control over things and we really and truly mess it up. So if we want the great result that God has for us, we have to totally surrender and to know that he is going to do it for us. We are all equipped, empowered, and anointed by the Creator of the universe for all he has planned for us. And he has a big plan. He has a big plan for you, and he has a big plan for me, and he has a big plan for the next person and the next person and the next person. He has a lot of big plans, and everybody's plans will be carried out. We just need to turn up for duty. Turn up for duty. I would rather be what God chose to make me than the most glorious creature that I would think of. For to have been through, about born in God's thought, and then made by God, is the dearest, grandest, and most precious thing in all thinking. You know, there are some people out there that they keep talking down to other people or about other people because of their color, their ethnicity, their sexual orientation, and all of those things. And, you know, God look on us all equal. God, he's not prejudiced. Whatever he has for us, he's giving it to us. And, you know, whether we are faithful in what we are doing, nothing changes because he's constant. Nothing changes where he is concerned. What have we to expect? Anything. What have we to hope for? Everything. What have we to fear? Nothing. God has made me for a purpose, for China, but he has also made me fast. And then I run, I feel his presence. Eric Little, Charlotte of Fire. Yes, in the future, in his plan for our life, God already has your eyes, yeses, planned out. The key is you have to go through the no's to get the yeses. I remember when I did Mary Kay Cosmetic as a Mary Kay consultant. I used to tell my consultants, count the yes, count the no's, because the more no's you get, the closer you will be to your yes. So we used to do it like you play dominoes. You know, you put the numbers. And when you get to 5, you go across, and then you start again. And always, 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 when we got to 10, the next one is always a yes. So it's the same thing that we are doing with our reinvention. There are sometimes that you start the process and nothing seems to be happening and you get discouraged. The same thing happened to me with the breakfast feeding program. It took me approximately 2 years to start the program. And the minute I started it, everything began to fall into place. Everything began to fall into place. And again, I can't thank all the donors enough for what they are doing. So it is amazing. It is simply amazing that when we stay focused, and it is like parent, you know, it's like, you know, you're going to a party and you say, well, you ask the host or hostess, what is it they want you to bring? And you sit and you think about it and you want to make sure you present your best dish, the best thing you want to carry. So you make a lot of, you take a lot of time to prepare it. And it's the same thing with our reinvention. We want to take a lot of time in applying the different steps so that when the time comes for us to manifest, we are only manifesting the cream of the crop and the greatest, greatest things. If I had to select one quality, one personal characteristic that I regard as being most highly correlated with success, what in whatever field, I would pick the trait of persistence, determination, the will to endure to the end, to get knocked down 70 times and get off before saying, here comes number 71. Talking about resilience IQ. Talk about resilience IQ. You got to be able to get up after you were knocked down. You got to get up again and stand up stronger than you were standing before. Inspiration without perspiration leads to frustration and stagnation. So you got to, what they say, roll up your sleeves and put your shoulder to the plow. Because reinvention is not for sissies. Reinvention is not for weaklings. Reinvention is for those with strength and stamina who knows that they have a lot of work to do. The work that they are doing, it's not for themselves, but the work that they are doing are for others, to make a difference in their lives and in the lives of other people's community. To make a difference, it could be to make a difference to feed the children or to find the children's school supply and clothes, and the list goes on and on. Most people give up just when they are about to achieve success. They quit on the one-yard line. They give up at last minute of the game, 1 foot from the winning touchdown. And the minute, you know, your transformation is just right there. You could taste it in your mouth. And all of a sudden, you give it up and you throw the towel in. If you may, but never give up and never quit. Never give up and never quit. You got to know that you are in this for the long haul. God is preparing the way for victory in your life. But this victory cannot come unless you reinvent the life that you have now and put some important pieces in place that you know is that are missing. Each and every one of us have things in our life that is missing. And our reinvention will not be completed until we get those other pieces back intact, all the other pieces that are working. God is going before you to fight your battle and make your crooked places straight. Yes, when you think that you are alone, it's like you're going up a hill and your legs cannot make it, your back cannot make it, but all of a sudden you got that feeling that it's like something is pushing you up the hill and you are not feeling those strains in your leg anymore. And you know that that is the time when the Holy Spirit is helping you. So when it's getting challenging for you to focus on the steps for reinventing your life, and when the enemy start putting back in your thoughts the things that you have failed in before, you got to just find the different scriptures or inspirational sayings that will get you through. And know that you are not alone. Everyone on this journey has some struggles sometime or another. Everybody. has that. So you just need to know that you can succeed. Thank God for the battle verses in the Bible. We go into the unknown every day of our lives, and especially every Monday morning, for the week is sure to be a battlefield, outwardly and inwardly. In the unseen life of the spirit, which is often by far the sternest battlefield for souls. Either way, the Lord your God goes before you. He shall fight for you. Yes, he will fight and it's going to be a very good fight because he sees that you want this, and he knows you want it for the right reason, because you want to make a difference in other people's life. You are tired of the mediocre life where you cannot touch other people the way that you were called to touch them. Because friends, family members, associates, and just people sometimes you don't even know, they keep throwing back in your face all the mistakes that you have done, and they don't see you making the change. And this is one of the reasons why you can't do this by yourself. You got to stay the course. One of God's side is an majority. One on God's side is a majority. Because having God on your side is like having 10 million soldiers around you. And I know this for personal experiences, because I have been through a lot. How often we look upon God as our last and feeblest resource. We go to him because we have nowhere else to go. And when we learn that the storm of life have driven us not up on the rocks, but on the desired haven. You know, when we think that we are coming to the end of the rope, what they say, to tie a knot and to hold on. But you are not going to fall. I am not going to fall. Because God is there waiting for us. He's there waiting. Waiting for you and waiting for me. Know that if you are someone that have been thinking that I am afraid to take this journey, I'm not going to make it, I'm not strong enough, I want you to say to yourself, with God, all things are possible. There is nothing that I cannot accomplish. Absolutely nothing that I cannot accomplish. And know that he's there for you. Don't be afraid to ask for help. But more than anything else, take baby steps. What they say, we can all eat an elephant one bite at a time. So maybe one day it's a tablespoon, one day it's a teaspoon, one day it's a soup spoon. But one day at a time, one step at a time. Know that unless you make the decision to reinvent your life, you are holding back yourself from all the amazing blessings that await you. The world is waiting to hear your testimony. The world is waiting to hear your stories. The world is waiting to embrace you. The world is waiting to read your book. The world is waiting to sit on that furniture that you are supposed to design. The world is waiting to cook your recipes. The world is waiting to use your products that you create. The world is waiting to wear that piece of garment that you are supposed to design. What it is that you are called to do. Know that the world is waiting on you. It is never too late. Your reinvention starts now. Today is the best day of the rest of your life. I want you to write this. Today is September the 28th, and it is 7:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Write it down that today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and it is the greatest beginning that you will see. It is not over. No way, it is not over. Your music has not yet been sung. Your screenplay has not yet been written. And the only reason they have not been done is because you made the decision that you are going to live a mediocre life. Today is the day for you to recreate and reinvent your life. Don't allow people to keep waiting on you to experience that greatness that you have laying inside of you. I want you to join us on Wednesday at 10 a.m. every week and on Sundays at 7 p.m. And again, remember to check and connect with me on facebook.com/dynamicdaphne, twitter.com@dynamicdaphne, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson, and Dynamic Daphne on Google Plus and Google Hangout too. And check my Facebook and whatever you see there, share it. Visit my website at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. We have some neat gifts there for you. And be sure to get on our mailing list because we have some amazing programs that we will be launching before the end of October 2014. So again, I just pray that you have enjoyed listening to this episode as I have enjoyed delivering it to you. And again, we are on here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we started a little earlier tonight because I have to be on another program to support a friend of mine from Canada. So normally we'd be on from 7 until 8:30, but instead we were on from 6:30 to 8 o'clock tonight. So again, check out my website, and if you are living, website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and we also want to encourage you, for those in the Newtown area, channel 192 is where you can watch our TV show. And if you are in Danbury, you can watch us on channel 23. We are on Sound View in Bridgeport. And for those of you who you are not getting the show in your town, we want you to be able to see that. So just send us an email, anewdaytvshow@gmail.com, and we will tell you how you can get the show in your area. So again, it was such an honor for me to be serving you. I look forward to hearing about your reinvention and how you are experiencing all the success and all the abundance in your life. So long. Stay blessed.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called with a great call. It's